This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
The subject is boy bands.
Boy bands are more than just three or more young men who happen to be musically gifted.
Or just pleasing to the eye.
Tonight here on The Affair on Joy 94.9, we take a musical stroll through the world of boy bands, from the Jackson 5 to Human Nature.
I'm Brett Sweeting.
I'm Brett Scriver.
I'm Hikara Freeman.
And this is The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Hit it!
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You know, we could just let the groovy music go all night.
And I always feel like doing the Madison one.
Yeah. It might be more entertaining than us waffling on for the next 55 minutes, but welcome to The Affair, listeners. And it's Brett and Hickey tonight.
Yes. Considering we did such a straight-laced interview...
intro.
Intro, thank you, sorry. Yeah. At the start...
Yeah, then we just got distracted by the music. But anyway,
too much on,
shiny objects.
Before we get into the show, we've got a prize tonight, so can I just give a quick plug?
Absolutely.
To this one?
Yes.
Okay, our listeners out there, if you'd like a double pass to see Much Ado About Nothing, which is showing at the Palace in Brighton on Monday night at 7 p.m, that's the new Joss Whedon film, which I'm a little bit excited about. It hits cinemas on July the 11th, but this is a special Joy 94.9 preview. If you would like to get along to that, we have a double pass to give away tonight. You can SMS on 0427 joy 949. You can phone in 1300 joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. just be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the past 2 weeks. Or if you phone in, you can join up and become a member and pay for your membership in free tickets.
Absolutely. Oh my god, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. So we've gone to a bartering system for membership now.
Well, you know, you can. You buy your membership, it pays for your tickets, and then you've got a year of winning prizes. You're in profit and you've helped Joy.
Absolutely.
Are you sure you're not a CPA by night?
I should totally become like a salesperson or something. Buy this and you get this free.
Now, unfortunately, on boy bands, you buy their music, but you do not get them.
Oh, that would be a bonus if you did. Oh,
that would be... You could send
some of them back to where they came from. Goodness.
They have a short shelf life.
They do. They're very much of... Isn't it quite funny? Because I always think they're very much of the actual time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they don't... It's really hard for a boy band to evolve. Think of the Monkees.
Well, okay, yes, and you are talking to one of the world's biggest monkey geeks on Earth here.
Okay, honestly, out of the four of them,
okay,
if you got to go home with one of them, which one would it have been? In the day, not
is
now.
Is that like a booby prize where you have to like choose which arm you
Mike.
Cut off?
Mike, which one was Mike? He wasn't the one who wore the tea cozy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Do you know why? Because Mike Nesmith's mother created liquid paper.
And... Liquid. Is that one step away from being the liquid paper fortune?
Actually, yes.
It's all about the cash.
Oh, my God. Talking about cash, and I'm trying to do my best segue for tonight.
We've got the Segway King, so let's see if you can become the Segway Prince.
Well, I was going to say, speaking about cash, one boy band that was always flooded with cash would have had to be the Jackson's 5.
If you saw the eyebrows that Jesse gave right there.
True.
Now, that was a bit... How did you rate that out of 10 for
bad.
A segue?
That wasn't bad. I would have saved that for one of the boy bands that had sued their manager for you know, taking all their royalties and ripping them off.
We do have examples
of
that.
We've got several of them. Actually, that's pretty much every boy band, I think. So,
oh, my goodness. So, look, I'm going to play the first song, boys. It's I Want You Back. Now, this is the Soul Train version.
Ooh.
You're in Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
the almighty Jackson 5 performing live on Soul Train. You're listening to A Boy Band Affair on Joy 94.9. Up next, one of the world's oldest boy bands.
Joy 94.9. This is The Affair. That's the one, the only. Sports Music Assemble people smack. And $10.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $10 for that.
I would pay $10 for that to stop.
Now, SMAP is the world's oldest continually operating boy band, at least in my one of the, well, I'll say one of them because we've got several examples. They were formed in 1988 and have been working consistently since then.
Excellent.
Yes.
Busy on the Japanese RSL circuit, I think.
Oh, my God.
No, they actually have a show that's still a weekly show that's had Lady Gaga, Madonna, Michael Jackson, every single major star that passes through Japan actually appears on their show.
Okay, so what would we be expecting? Like, do they do coordinated dancing like boy bands do?
Completely. None of them can play an instrument.
Right.
Well, they probably can, but they just don't publicly do so.
They can't really sing either.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say this, because one of the members, in fact, the most prominent member of SMAP, is Masahiro Nakai. Now, Nakai is notorious amongst the SMAP fans, which I don't think we actually have a name, or at least none.
SMAPettes.
SMAPettes. Smappers. Smappers. Or we SMAP, SMAP me up.
SMAMs?
Smams. Actually, sometimes we're called Pams as well.
Do you know what I think is the best one?
What?
Is if you're a fan of Barry Manilow, you're a fan-a-lo.
Yeah, that is good.
That's pretty amazing.
That's up there with Beliebers, though.
Yes, yeah. And we liked Beliebers.
And One Direction fans are called Directioners.
I thought they were just called losers.
I thought they were called 12-year-old girls.
As there is none in my library, I cannot comment.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Now, one of the most infamous things is that they, one of the members of SMAP, and understand that this is the sort of pressure boy bands are under, is Tsuyoshi Kusanagi, who a couple years ago actually had, let's say, some pressures from fame and had a lot of alcohol and decided to strip off naked and run through the Tokyo night.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that go down?
He actually was banned from Japanese television for about 4 months, made a very crying public apology, and he's kind of coming back now.
In Australia, we would have taken our hat off to that, wouldn't we?
That's just a typical Saturday night out.
Saturday night out in Frango.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I think, well, now that everybody's all up on their SMAP gossip, perhaps we should have a word from our sponsors, as they say.
Again, another seamless segue.
Joy.
Hey. Just a state of mind, a puzzle made of pieces you can't find. But for me, you never really had the time. I was blind. Oh.
And everything that you meant to me is written in the pages of my history. But it's over now, as far as I can see.
Joy 94.9. This is The Affair. That was A1. Caught in the Middle.
They're not quite finished. Here he goes.
Caught in the Middle.
Yes. Number 23 it got to on the Oz charts back in 2002.
And just quickly, the film clip again, Brett. In the snow.
Playing a guitar.
That's what we do here in Oz.
Yep. Went to number 2 in the UK, though. That was A1, for those who didn't remember. Caught in the Middle. Christian, Mark, Paul and Ben. They were big in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then they took a break, and then they reformed. But I haven't heard any of their new stuff.
A 7-year break, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that's what boy bands need to do.
Well, one of them, Ben, went on to appear in UK Celebrity Big Brother during that break, and then posed naked on the cover of Attitude magazine.
As you do.
Yeah. Just before he relaunched his pop career, funnily enough.
Well, that does help. Bit of nudity in the gay community seems to help, doesn't it?
They're so shallow, those gays.
Well, one boy band. Where are the Australian boy bands?
I think we can find one. Let's see if we can find one after this. Certainly hit those high notes, can't he? That was Human Nature. Don't cry. You're on Joy 94.9.
Which one was that? Which one of
that
Human
Nature? That was one of the Tierney brothers.
The Tierney brothers.
Yeah.
Not related to Gene.
Yes, the short one and the even shorter one.
Yes. No, only one of them's short.
Oh, no, they're both pretty short.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're both attractive. They're attractive short men.
Well, actually, speaking of attractive short men, do you know who actually I saw in the city the other day as I... do, as one does. Firas Durrani.
Sorry, who?
Firas Durrani from Underbelly, from Underbelly, Golden Mile, plus also House Husband.
Ah, yes.
Very short and also very handsome.
He's very handsome. He's got beautiful eyes, that man.
I know. They're very hypnotic.
He would actually be great for a boy band, don't you think? He's that boy band look.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be like the sort of cool, rebellious one, when you think about.
Yeah.
You know, there's always...
I was just thinking...
Brett, you're not convinced. I don't believe you when you said that.
He could fulfill a couple of roles, because he could also be the cute one, the really good-looking one.
The boy next door.
Or he could be the small one, because there's always one who's a little bit smaller than the rest of them.
Yes.
Or he does play, like, rough, tough in acting very well, so he could also be the bad boy, yes.
Which also... But one of the things that... Now, Australian boy bands, admittedly, as you can tell by my accent, I'm not Australian, so I'm sort of getting a bit of a primer here. Now, we are going to be featuring two ones. So, Human Nature and... CDB.
Oh, yes. That's a beautiful segue. Well done. Not as good as Mr. Sweetie's segue.
You can only aspire.
But we can only try so hard. You're on Joy 94.9.
Dandenong's finest.
Like. All right, don't
Dandenong's finest. CDB, good times, and we're having good times, and more good times to come right here on Joy 94.9 with ABOABA, a bunch of American boy bands with acronyms.
First off, I can't keep a promise. I'm no one to count on at all.
That was the Backstreet Boys with Bigger.
I love that.
I've noticed tonight that every boy band track has always got the big ending. It's not just a simple ending. There's like a definite ending to the song. It's a little bit like Eurovision, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Well, most of these songs are about 3 minutes long, so they could have actually...
They could make it, yes. Backstreet Boys, my favourite boy band. Actually, vocal harmony group, they always describe
vocal
themselves
harmony.
As.
Vocal harmony.
Yeah, they've always
group.
Tried to differentiate
when
themselves.
When you are doing pelvic thrusts and you are shirtless, are you really a vocal
they
harmony group?
They never performed shirtless. They had one video where they were wet in shirts.
Yeah.
And AJ also wore a shirt made of a tennis net in the Lost Unseen Wet Drowning video.
Wow.
I know my Backstreet Boys.
Wow. Was that an Easter egg on the DVD? Or
No. Actually, what happened was there were all these kind of pre-release photos of AJ literally wearing what looks like a tennis net, a tennis court net, right?
Yes.
It's a mesh top, but it's so big. Like
the gaps are an inch wide. It was the 90s,
and there were all these photos of this, and there was all this talk about how they were making this spectacular wet video in which they were going to get covered in water because the song is called Drowning, right? They're drowning in blah, blah, blah. And then the video came out, and it was nothing like it. It was really serious, and it was a great video and stuff. And apparently the record company had decided it was either too raunchy or something, and it went missing and was never seen for about 5 years. And then it popped up on YouTube, and now there's no shame in it, but it's hilarious.
Is it really bad?
It's really bad. Yeah. It's really bad CGI where this giant wave comes and washes them. But AJ does wear the mesh shirt.
Oh,
but,
goodness.
Yes, 130 million albums that band has
really
sold.
Oh, my God, really?
Yep. They were that huge.
Still 20th anniversary and new album out later this month.
So they obviously toured not so long ago with...
New Kids on the Block.
Yes, they did.
And because of a spelling error in one of the posters, New Kids on the Backstreet?
Yeah, well, because Backstreet Boys were sometimes known as BSB and New Kids on the Block were often known as NKOTB, some clever marketing person decided to call it the NKOTBSB, which, if you actually say it, is New Kids on the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Or New Kids on the Block Street Boys, which is no...
I'm glad it wasn't... It was street, not door.
Yes.
Do you know, I get how Americans actually have to say it, but the rest of us, we'll actually, like, it'll put two and two together.
It takes a while to get through.
Oh, come on, Hickey. This is like your second last show.
We're going to miss you. I know.
Well, you will be having your own segment.
I will be actually having my own segment. Yes. Next week, very, very special show with a very special guest. But one of the things is that we have discovered about the New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
Jonathan has come out.
Oh.
Yes, and this is his full...
Go, Jonathan.
Yes, this is his full statement.
Yes, oh yes.
To all my fans who have expressed concern, I have never been outed by anyone but myself. I did so almost 20 years ago. I never knew I would have to do it again publicly just because I reunited with NKTOB, his words.
Yes,
I have lived my life very openly and have never hidden the fact that I am gay. Apparently, the prerequisite to being a gay public figure is to appear on the cover of a magazine with the caption, I'm gay. I love living my life being open and honest, but at this time, I choose not to discuss my private life any further. My fellow band members don't discuss their private lives with their loved ones, and I don't feel that just because I'm gay, I should have to discuss mine! Exclamation point.
Well, do you know what? Good on him. I'm glad he made a statement. He didn't have to say it, but I'm glad he didn't have to hide.
And it certainly beats being a real estate agent. Yeah. That's what he did between the break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good on him. Hey, look, speaking of which...
Here's the remix. I like the remix. I like the remix.
You enjoy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, that was the New Kids on the Block, as men, with remix, as in I like the.
I don't know that one. I hadn't heard it before.
It's their 2013. It's from 2012, from last year. I saw a killer performance of them doing this on the Today Show. And by the way, can I say this? This is my second to last show, so I'm basically going to go for it.
That's all right.
Y'all don't know what you're missing by the fact that you aren't able to watch the fourth hour of the Today Show.
I just love the fact that you just said y'all.
Y'all?
Y'all.
We have to...
Hi, y'all.
English grammar.
Y'all.
All of you and you all sounds a little bit mean.
I've known you for a year and I've never heard you say y'all.
You've never seen me excited. When I get excited, I go into a southern drawl.
That always happens to me.
No, so y'all, the fourth
I just
hour,
do it because I like just to say, you know, fiddle-dee-dee. And wave a big fan.
The fourth
and
hour
a
of
mint
the Today
julep
Show.
On
a
the
mint
desk,
julep.
On the deck.
I thought the lanai, if we were in Florida.
Yep.
But the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Yes.
It's essentially Kathy Lee Gifford, if you've ever heard of that name.
Now, this is the American Today Show.
Yes, the American
Not to get
Today.
Mixed up with Lisa and Buffhead.
They don't go for 4 hours anyway, do they?
Oh, thank God.
No, but no, the fourth hour... they do go for 4 hours, technically. But the fourth hour of the Today Show, if I could get through this segment...
Yes, please.
All right, is basically Kathy Lee Gifford and a heretofore previously well-respected journalist progressively getting drunker on air. It is the funniest...
It is the Australian Today Show.
Apparently the day after the Logies.
And it's the best thing. Just look up clips saying Kathy Lee and Hoda online.
Okay. Oh, I love Hoda. She's a hoot, Hoda.
Oh, you see?
I know who you're talking about now. I was like, she's banging on about something again. And then I realised, oh, no, Hoda's... Kathy Lee, she loves a vat of wine, doesn't she?
She does. They all base... Yes, it's the funniest thing on earth. Now, the reason why I bring that
up
is that sometimes when you do need help in life, you do need to call, and certain life becomes pressure, you need to create a helpline.
Yes.
Just like they had for Take That, when Take That split up.
Oh, yes, we mentioned this the other week on the show.
I think it's like a running gag. We want to find out if someone has actually called to Take That helpline.
Hey, we want to say a big thank you to John from The Single Life for sending in a lovely message. Thank you, John. Guys, we've had a little bit of a delay because we've been changing over computer systems
tonight. So we have had quite a few entries for the Much Ado About Nothing pass. We'll be drawing that perhaps straight after the show.
Fantastic. But talking about Take That,
yes.
Now that was a pretty of a crap segue. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Brad.
Yep.
But you know what? You're leaving because everything changes, but you.
That's better.
You're enjoying.
Except this isn't it.
This isn't it.
No, but this is another good one. Happy Now.
Oh, this is their most recent one.
Yes.
Oh, great. Let's check this out.
Everything changes again. You're enjoying 94.9.
Feeling that we are being led to. There's a surge in my soul. psychosis every turn of the screw. And I'm half awake in paisley prints. I can see the world clearly, but I have to squint. I am a supersonic specimen, a minor miracle of medicine. I'm at the mercy of unwanted emotions, when nothing matters beneath my thoughts. Beneath my thoughts is where it happens. Super heavy elements embrace me. Super heavy elements replace me. Was it a positive experiment?
Joy 94.9 right here in the wet and windy city of Melbourne, Australia. Many thanks to all of our entrants.
Yes, now I said I was going to draw it after the show, but I decided to do it early.
Do it now.
Yes,
do it now, Brett.
Big drum roll for Daniel from Richmond.
Oh,
yes,
yay.
Daniel, we'll be giving you a call in a couple of minutes. He's off to see Much Ado About Nothing at the Palace in Brighton on Monday night.
And can I say a big thank you to all the people who entered tonight, and every time just turn into Joy, guys, because there's always lots of prizes and giveaways. And obviously, if you become a member, as Mr. Sweeting, my cohort, said...
I'm so pragmatic. You can win back your membership fees in prizes.
Yep. I think you are.
Some would say pragmatic, some would say cheap.
Well, yes. What? Value for money, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Exactly.
Hickey.
Yes.
Final words.
Final words. Well, what can I say? Next week, we will have a very special edition with a very special guest. Go to joy.org.au/theaffair. Never forget the article for our playlist, which will be posted up at roughly in about 2 hours' time, as well as the podcast, which will be coming up tomorrow, which is podcast day. Woo! Now, we do have a very, very, very special show coming up next week. And by the way, I should say this because this will be probably the last time I'll ever say this. Coming up next, Dennis and Dick with A Touch of Pink.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Hickey, can I say, are going to... I know it's only been a short time. We've done various little odds and ends together. We've done Eurovision, we've done Catching Up, we've done Radiothon. And I'm going to miss you.
Oh, thank you.
But obviously, we're going to be...
He'll be up in the wilds of Sydney.
The wilds. Is that the Emerald City? Is that the nickname?
Well, they would call it. It's not what I'd call it.
I like that. Well, if you take away the harbour, it'd just be a big hole in the ground.
Pretty much.
I'm saying is that it's 9 p.m. in New Zealand right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, well...
And I'm Hikaru Freeman.
Well, I'm Brett Scriver.
And I'm Brett Sweeting. And this is Take That with Everything Changes.
It's worked this time.
Robbie sings lead on this one. I like.
Oh, and that's what I like about it.
Good night, Australia.
Joy...
Brett, I'm having an affair.
What? Who's the caterer?
You've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.